Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Refractions, a Journey of Faith, Art, and Culture, 15th Anniversary Edition, by Makoto Fujimura, narrated by David Shee. Preface to the Anniversary Edition. Written in the mid-2000s from a loft 3 blocks from Ground Zero in New York City, Refractions, my first published book, has had the long tail effect, and 15 years later, I am grateful for enduring readership. Much has transpired in those 15 years, including the historic COVID-19 pandemic and the conflicts in Ukraine and the Holy Land. Thus, essays referring to the beginning of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq now seem like dimming memories. But in reading back, precisely because they capture a time in history, these sentences seem more precious. My dear mentor, Tim Keller, wrote the foreword about the Christmas Truce of 1914, and it is indeed a gem. I grieve the loss of his passing. He shaped many of my thoughts on culture and faith. This short foreword, which speaks of peacemaking in the heart of conflict, now seems to echo in my mind, a refractive voice in the dark crevices of memories of Ground Zero, New York City. Much of what I wrote would not have been possible without his influence to love the city and to be for the city, not be of or against it, based on Jeremiah chapter 29, a passage he often preached on. What began as journal entries edited in airports and airplanes on my way to advocate for arts in the U.S., has now become a compendium of refractive thoughts on art, faith, and humanity. These essays were the launching pad for coining the term culture care as early as the mid-1990s, as a result of years pondering the impact of an artist practicing public theology. Culture care is a path to see culture as an ecosystem to steward, rather than a battleground to fight over. My Refractions essay series continues, albeit at a slower pace, since I've been composing 4 more books and countless essays on art and faith over the past 15 years. This collection captures many early thoughts on themes expanded on and refined in my life work, Art and Faith, a Theology of Making. Looking back to reflect on such a journey is a humbling, healthy process. I re-examined every page written, honoring the past, but at the same time accepting imperfect versions, and, only if absolutely necessary, rewriting for the sake of clarity. The goal of each Refractions essay is to cast a long-range vision toward culture care as an antidote to the culture war divisiveness that defines our culture today. I am pushing back, on every page, against the encroaching darkness of polarity caused by mistrust, anxiety, and fear, and against the anti-culture suspicion prevalent in evangelicalism. Instead, I posit a generative, biblical, and missional view of culture. In short, in advocating for the arts generally, I am advocating for the good news of the gospel, a spirit-filled message of abundance, for the fullness of our humanity and the flourishing of our cultural gardens. What makes Refractions different from the other writings I've done? For one, I've tried to keep these essays tidy, as small prismatic thoughts that lead into other writings. They are therefore a good entry point for understanding the theses of my books Culture Care and Art and Faith, A Theology of Making. For another smaller marker, some form of the word refractions is embedded in each essay for listeners to discover. For this 15th anniversary edition, I've added a few new essays and removed some essays that seemed more appropriate for a personal diary trapped in time. I suppose 15 years from now, even what we hotly debate today in the headlines will have abated, and what once seemed like insignificant blips and invisible influences may have surprised us as significant inflection points. For such a long-term journey of faith, what I call here the 500-year question, we need to grow stronger wings toward the new creation, a future that God invites us to create into.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?